The UN was called in to the Congo in mid-July 1960 by the government, the national government of the Congo. And I went from here to the Congo on a specific assignment from the Secretary General to deal with the question of faulty communications that had developed and led to some embarrassment. When I got to Elizabethville, I did not know, and I found no one who did know where Mr. Shombe was at that time. There were reports that he was in Salisbury, Rhodesia, that he was in Kolwezi. There was another report that he was at a town in southern, in some other parts of southern Katanga. I left Elizabethville, as a matter of fact, 12 hours later than my schedule called for, and this was because of the fact that we visited Jadotville and got caught in a rainstorm, and our plane couldn't take off from the muddy runway, and we had to fly from Jadotville to Elizabethville in helicopter, which was a very long trip. It's one of the ironies of international life, as we find it, that even though it's difficult, we could maintain a force, a military force in the Congo for 2.5 years at a cost of approximately $10 million per month, $120 million a year. Now when the military phase is over and we're withdrawing the force, phasing out the force, and when the concentration has to be on what we originally came in there to do, namely massive technical assistance to help this country, hapless country, get on its own feet and be able to run its own affairs, the prospect of getting even a fraction of the money that was used to maintain the force to do this greater purpose is not very bright. And so this is why Uthant, remember in a press conference some time ago, pointed out that we'd have to look to both bilateral and multilateral assistance, because he saw it was quite clearly that it wasn't likely that we were going to get great sums to give technical assistance to the Congo. Katanga was a part of the Congo at that time, at the time of independence. In fact, I met Mr. Shombe at the independence celebration, on the Independence Day in Leopoldville, June 30th, 1960. Government of Katanga has never been, from the day of independence until now, anything but the government of a province. There has never been a national government set up in Katanga. In fact, most of the time, some of the representatives of the province of Katanga have been sitting in the national parliament, as they were doing at the time of independence and on several occasions since then, and as they are doing now. So there has been no change whatsoever in the government, in the structure, or even in the individuals in the government of Katanga. Mr. Shombe, with whom we have always dealt as president of the province of Katanga, is still president of the province of Katanga, recognized as such by the central government. All of his ministers, Monongo, Kibwe, Kimba, were there in mid-July 1960. They're still there, and we're still dealing with them in this capacity, you see. So there has been no interference whatsoever by the United Nations in the form of government of Katanga, nor has there been any interference in the form of government of the central government.